The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
A primary school with around 400 students and staff in Selbridge, County Kildare, has told parents it is to close temporarily because of building safety concerns. Fire concerns. And for more on this, I'm joined now by Aidan Farrelly, Social Democrats TD for Kildare North and the party's spokesperson for youth, children and equality. You're very welcome. What is going on? I have actually seen the building report on this school, and the floors are caving in, the walls are distorted, so the fire doors don't work anymore. It is of immediate safety concerns to people and unfit for habitation. How did we get to this point?
This was meant to be a temporary fix, ultimately. That modular unit has been in place for 20 years when it was meant to be there for 5 years. The issue that we have with that, the Department of Education received that report as early as last June, and now it's March of this year, and we still are no further on when it comes to the health and safety of these children and of these teachers. It took an FOI request from a parent in order to get out hold of that, otherwise they hadn't seen it beforehand, and that's why over the last 2 weeks there has been understandably a significant amount of concern within the community about this.
I'm absolutely sure 400 kids have no school. What's going to happen in the immediate, the medium and the long term? Let's start with the immediate. What's happened to those kids now who've been sent home?
Those kids are at home right now, and there is no plan published as to what will happen for regards to their education over the coming days, weeks. We don't know yet.
Well, we're being told that they're going to be homeschooled and they've been sent home with workbooks. Now, this isn't rocket science. We've had a situation before. We've had a thing called COVID-19 mm-hmm. where children were at home and they were able to do remote learning. Will that be set up for these children? Because it isn't good enough to tell parents, here's the workbook and move from page 6 to page 12.
Absolutely not. We met with these parents this week, and one thing is for sure, homeschooling is not an option. People are working. People have commitments. They can't commit to this. So we need to see from the department.
They also
from the
aren't
page,
all capable.
From the board.
Like this, and I mean, no disrespect, parents do their absolute best, but not everyone can teach the school curriculum for a variety of reasons.
We need to see a very clear plan with regards to this from the department, from the patron, from the board.
So will you be looking for online and remote learning to be delivered by the teachers in that school?
No.
You will not
no,
be?
Absolutely
Why?
No, we shouldn't accept that because that's not the way
well,
it
I'm
is
talking
for anybody
about the immediate
else.
Terms, I mean, obviously you need a new school.
No, we're not even, even that is a pipe dream for these children and parents right now, and it's been a pipe dream for 20 years.
Okay, so tell me what you're looking for.
We need to see any other buildings that are available that can be considered in the locality to keep these children together, the social aspects
TD,
of that.
Do buildings exist that could be, I suppose, changed in terms of purpose?
Well, number one, we need to see a black and white timeline from the Department of Education when they can deliver new modular units, not refitting the ones that are there. They're not fit for purpose. GAA halls, hotels, I think everything will be on the cards here. We need to have a very open mind with this. This situation should have been and could have been avoided.
Okay. So,
but keeping kids together is a vital part of this.
In the interim, what you're saying is we don't want online learning, you don't want remote learning, you don't want things delivered via a screen, mm-hmm. you want kids in a centre somewhere being taught by proper teachers, one-to-one, face-to-face kind of thing. How likely do you think it is that we will see a new modular school in this, I suppose, term time or in this academic year?
It depends on how much is left of that department's contingency that they found millions for last week for SNAs, and rightly so. We need to see another contingency now for this school. It is that important. It is that emergency. We've seen the architect's report, and we've seen I'm no builder, but that building as it stands is not savable. So we need to see the minister and the department and the patron working together with the board of management right now, today, tomorrow, for as long as it takes to get modular units delivered on this site.
So what you want is modular units ASAP.
That's what the parents want,
fair.
By the way, as well. Let's
and,
be clear
and then
about
you
that.
Want any other buildings that might be in the gyms, school halls, what have you, that might be suitable in terms of size to be a change of purpose for them if they're idle or empty community halls, whatever, to be brought in and used. Mm-hmm. Has that ever happened before? Is there a precedent for that?
Certainly not in my time in politics. This is unheard of. I think it's unheard of in general that schools are closed like this with no notice. I don't think it's a decision the board probably took lightly. But again, to re-emphasise, the department and the board and everybody else, by the parents and the children, knew about this report last summer. And it's March and we are only now seeing action.
Is it your understanding that teachers who work in the Selbridge Primary School currently, that they would be willing to deliver classes in other not standard, I suppose, classroom settings?
I can't speak on behalf of the teachers. I think they're going to have to be heard as part of this dialogue as part of this process. I can't even speak on behalf of parents, but what I am clear on from the meeting we had with them on Monday night is homeschooling is not an option and fixing these modular units is not an option. It will need, in the short term, new modular units. In the long term, a black and white agreement of when this new school will be provided.
Okay, and that all seems quite reasonable. I suppose I'm coming back to homeschooling and online and remote learning simply because nothing is going to happen tomorrow or the next day, very possibly, even if you could get into the local GAA hall or whatever. At the earliest, I would imagine it would be next week, but that still leaves the, like, we have played around with children's education in terms of the longest lockdowns in Europe and all of that already. I would imagine the people of Selbridge do not want that to happen again. Is it unreasonable that something would happen online for the rest of this week?
I think only if you've seen a very clear plan from the department as to the end date of that would it be compromise considered. I think tomorrow night that meeting that takes place between the board and the parents, there'll be a lot to come from that meeting.
Lastly, I'm sure you have spoken or at least sent inquiries to the Minister for Education and the Department of Education. Have you heard anything back as yet?
No, we haven't. And look, this has moved very fast today. I understand that and I accept that it's going to take some time. But ultimately, I spoke with the Secretary General of the Department of Education last week in the Education Committee. They've known about this far too long and not acted. So really, it is about making sure that they act really essentially in the next short space of time.
Thank you for coming in and talking to us about that. That is Aidan Farley, their Social Democrats TD for Kildare North and the party spokesperson. We'd love to hear from you if you are one of the families affected. I mean, Shane, I got to see the building report. The school is in bits. There are holes in the floor. There are kids, have a look that you can't see it currently because we are on radio, but the school genuinely looks like you would not be able to be safe and set foot in the place. Let us know if you're affected and if you have any insights into what is going on. We would love to hear from you this evening on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.